but I tell them to do their research. You have to do your homework to validate the market. A lot of online businesses that I work with, I tell them, you know, Google things, find out what the market is looking for. Do some surveys and find out what, when you survey people, what are they saying that they want? Mm-hmm. Also, go back and ask people that you used to work with, you know, ask coworkers or ask old bosses, what do they wish they had? How can the gaps be filled in their workplace? Sometimes people that I work with, lately I've been working with a few people that design products. I had two incredible people that had product designs, and they were amazing to work with, to see them to go from zero to millions of dollars. The process, even for me watching them, was amazing. And so one lady had, they were, I forgot the name of the actual product, but they were foot wraps for when you go through the airport.
Oh, really?
And yeah, these things are just hitting the market.
Travel fee.
They're called travel fee. And they are just hitting the market now like a whirlwind. But she just thought of this idea when she was traveling one day about how you hate taking off your shoes and then you have to put on your socks and that kind of thing. So anyway, she came up with this thin little, you know, sock that it, that doesn't affect your shoe or anything. And it's called travel feet. And you, and they also protect your feet from like 120 different diseases. And so,
yeah, walking around the airport with no shoes on, not fun.
Like hospital approved and worked with doctors and everything to create it. And, you know, it was a lot of money just to try to get the prototype. But nonetheless, just watching her go through that process and then finally come to the point of selling them back to the airports, getting, you know, them into the airport stores was really awesome to see her go through that.
I want to dive deeper. Like, can you take us through that process? Because I think people, number one, don't really understand the product piece or how much it costs or any of that stuff. So if we could dive like super deep into that, that'd be really helpful.
All right. So what we did is the first thing we did was we had to do a prototype. She came up with a prototype of the product, and that took probably about a month just to keep tweaking it. Mm-hmm. Then she had to get out of her comfort zone because this is, you're talking about just a lady traveler. You're not talking about a someone from the former airline industry or from the medical industry or anything. And so then she just said, well, this is, seems like something they would use in the medical industry for protection and, you know, that kind of thing. So she got doctors on board to try to put something special chemical in the travel feet to protect you from diseases, even when your feet hit the floor with the travel foot sock on because it was so thin. So that was
How did she do that? Did she call up doctors and say, hey, I have a thing?
She just got Googled them, got on board and got about four or five doctors that were interested and said, this is a hit. You know, it was just really, it was a scary process. And, you know, sometimes doing your business and stepping out on your destiny or what you think is your purpose can be scary. And so she, you know, just had to make cold calls and find these people. And so, and that's where the coaching came in, because all the whole way it was calling me, no, I can't do it. Oh my God, I can't. Yes, you can. Get up tomorrow morning, make 10 calls. So that was the process, you know. So I give her a system, 10 calls every single day to get four doctors. And then she got, finally got her four doctors. Then after that, she got all that approved. Then she finally had to go meet with airlines. And so, you know, 10 calls a day until you get an airline that says, yes, come, let's have a meeting. So finally she gets in with the right people and, you know, going through a lot of layers, and then she gets her meeting. She got into two great airports, and that opened the door for all the rest, because now you know the process. Yay. And they give you every, once you get one good person, they usually connect you to everyone else. So then she got, you know, into the airports. Then from there, I said, you know what, let's try to get into the airport stores, and to all, they have bookstores and just, you know, stores and all these little kiosks throughout the airport. So then she had to find out who does all the kiosks and who's the company that's putting the stores in the airport and that kind of thing. So that was another process. And so this is a year long process. Mm. By the end of the year, then she's getting her first, her very first order out of the, out of that year was like maybe something like a $500,000 order or something. I mean, so, you know, there was an investment, there was time, there was a process, but I mean, that's like a huge first order, but it didn't happen overnight, you know? So definitely, it wasn't like zero to 500 in a day. But the same, the point is that it takes a process. You have to keep going and you have to do what you're scared to do. And so we just kept giving her systems and things to do. And, you know, and I would say, keep a chart to make sure, did you really call 10 people today? You know, let's chart this out. Let's look at it. Let's watch, let's see, you know, who said what, write down every little connection they said or what idea they said or what they added to this process. And so she had this whole big journal and notes, and one thing led to the next, the next, the next. And then when we got done, when we got through this, we could see all the dots and how they connected along the way. So now, once she got done, she could see her own system she created. So now she's also doing teaching and training people how to come up with the product, trademark it, and get it pretty process.
That is an amazing story. It's crazy what can happen in a year, but it's only because she got pushed and got outside of her comfort zone. And I see this all the time, and I'm sure you do, that people are like, and then they don't do anything. And time passes anyway. So what tips do you have for people if they don't have a coach, maybe, to like push themselves past this so that they know they can do it?
I would say to just write down, what are you afraid of? Like, what am I afraid to do? And so if you're afraid to make calls, if you are afraid to network, to get outside your comfort zone and meet people, if you're afraid to email someone, if you're afraid to approach certain people, just write a list of what are you afraid of. And then after you put that list on one side, what you're afraid of, and then on the other side, just make a list of how am I going to conquer this fear? And so then you say how you're going to do it, and then you have to just take some massive action on conquering it. So that's one thing people can do for themselves. Without having a coach, they could, you know, just do that. The second thing people could do is they could just do a lot of research. A lot of times, a lot of people just don't do any research. They have a great idea, great product, but they just kind of sit on and wait for someone to fill in all the gaps for them. But I would say that with all our online technology and all the resources we have right now, you can really do a lot of research. You can Google and find out, you know, what's out there, or try to find manufacturers for something. You can ask the questions from people in certain industries. And so I would say the second thing to do if you didn't have a coach is to do your research. And then the third thing I would say is just, you have to get to know other people. You're going to have to kind of network. And so usually whenever you have a new idea, it calls for new relationships. And that's something that we don't really factor those two in together, that probably the people that are all, there may be some, but usually the people that are all around you right now and in your inner circle are probably not the same people that are going to help you get that new idea you have to market. Sometimes it works, but most of the time I found out those are not the same people. They may even help you with funding maybe, or, you know, startup support, but they're usually not the people that have the total answer. And so I would say get uncomfortable so you can get profitable, you know, so just get out of your comfort zone and meet some new people and, you know, go in the search and hunt and gather for, you know, who are these new people that I need to have in order to take this idea or this, you know, new thing I want to do to market.
I love that quote. That's great. We're going to have to, you know, Facebook the heck out of that thing, because that's a great, great quote. And people sort of know this logically, but it's a very different thing to be put into practice.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, you kind of know it, but it's a whole nother thing when you're in the midst of it. It's you and it's your product and your idea. And, you know, and then you have to go take on the action steps and you kind of get stuck like, what do I do?
Yeah, but that's normal. And I think the thing that's really interesting to people, when I chat with people, they're like, I feel so dumb, or it's me and I'm not meant for this. And but when you see it, I mean, I've seen it, you've seen it over and over and over again. People are like, I'm so scared, and, you know, and then they think that they're the only ones that exist that are super scared doing this. And everybody is.
And I'm sure you see that. It's just so funny because the people, you know, that I work with, they're just like me. I mean, they're the most average, common people. I think sometimes people think these are these superhuman, you know, people. I work with a lot of ladies, so I think they think these ladies are like some superhuman lady that they have all these extra skills and, you know, but they're just regular people, ordinary people doing extraordinary work, you know? And so a lot of times we feel like I'm the only one that's afraid. I'm the only one that, you know, doesn't know how to Google, or I'm the only one that doesn't know how to get my domain, you know, and that kind of thing. So I have people like that. And then I'm like, no, almost 90% of the people I work with start like that.
Exactly. Right. We always tend to compare our insides to other people's outsides. Right. And we're like, but they look like they have it all together and I'm freaking out inside.
It's true.
Right. I have a couple questions too. So I've been trying to see the difference between, I have both male and female clients. And it's an interesting thing because what I've been noticing lately, and it's just a correlation. I don't know if it's true yet. I'm sort of testing it out. The women seem to be stuck in their head a little bit more, and the I'm not good enough and I'm not, you know, that sort of stuff comes up a little bit more than the guys. The guys are like, I'm like, okay, cold call 10 people. They're like, okay, done.
Right.
Right. The girls are like, what if they're upset that I call them? Right. Like, and they start pushing forward. So, A, why do you think that is? And how can women specifically start pushing past those fears?
Yeah, I think that we overthink. I think that's what happens. Women overthink the process too much. And I think that they battle this whole issue of, am I being too much in control? Am I taking too much leadership and that kind of thing? Especially when I work with women that come from a corporate sector and then they want to start their own business, you would think they would be like, yes, I'm ready, let's go. But sometimes they're the ones who are more afraid, you know, to take these big leaps. And so I think it's just the internal fear and confidence, mm-hmm. you know, and men have it. Men just kind of have this, you know, well, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Okay. But women have this whole, if it doesn't work, my life is over, you know, and, you know, I'm going, oh, what are people going to think of me? And so we worry a lot about external things that people think, you know, how am I going to look to other people? You know, should I go and approach certain people? And so I just try to help people conquer those fears and insecurities and say, hey, you know what? If this is your destiny. You might as well go for it. And if you get a no, then it's okay. And sometimes no just doesn't really mean no. It just means you approach the wrong person. You know, you just have to go to someone else. And so that's true. That's where my biggest thing is, I think we have a lot of internal fears as women naturally, and just self-esteem things. So when I work with women, that's one of those big things that I work with, is their mindset, and to try to just get them to think past that, even giving them assignments, you know, reading certain things, you know, listening to certain materials, you know, I just say, whatever it is your biggest fear is, go to the bookstore and just gather all the material on that particular subject and just kind of wash this thing out, drain this out of you, you know? And so they're like, okay. And, you know, and they do that, and after a week, they're like, oh my goodness, I've been listening to, you know, negotiation for a week, books on negotiating. Now I feel like I can do it. Or I've been listening to books on financial increase for a week, and now I can see my weakness and why I thought I didn't deserve it, you know? And so sometimes we got to create a flood in another direction to flood out, you know, these internal thoughts were happening.
I like the way you said that, because I remember being like that. I remember I made six figures when I was 22, right? So like, I thought I was a bit of a hot shot when I was younger. And then I started my own thing, and I was like, what if it's all a fraud? And maybe somebody was willing to pay me that, but maybe I just convinced them or something, and I wasn't really that good. And what if I can't do it on my own? And your brain is so dumb. Like, it makes you do all these things that have